that's that sound. You know it. You love it. It's Wine Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. And I tell you what, folks, even though November seems to have flown by, this is a great time to reflect and give a lot of thanks for a tremendous year, for tremendous friends, great family, and great drink. Right? Do you like it, Haley?
It's very good. I love it. It tastes like apple juice. Well, obviously, because it's apple cider.
Yes, yes. We are drinking a signature apple cider sangria, a perfect Thanksgiving cocktail. Really refreshing. Tastes like fall. And in the studio, I have two incredible realtors that demonstrate integrity, true knowledge of the area, and a lot of community involvement. So I'm really excited to have you both in here. We have Carolyn Plant and Jim Ballinger with RE/MAX Associated Realty. Welcome to the two of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, of course. We get to engage with one another on a number of different levels, whether it be through the Realtors Association, through the Sebastian Chamber, through your individual office. We get to connect in a lot of ways. So I'm always observing the realtors that we have the pleasure of working with and getting referrals from on behalf of White Glove Moving, helping do all that heavy lifting and storage and stuff. And I've always been really captivated by the two of you because your team.
Yes.
And recently your team has grown, right?
Yes, we have a third agent now working with us.
How cool is that? So that's something to be pretty thankful for.
Very thankful.
Yeah. It affords a little extra time off here and there when you can.
And that's nice.
Arrange it.
Absolutely. It's not always as easy as we'd like that time off to be.
That's for sure.
But when we get it, we want to definitely soak it all in. There's no doubt about that. Now, if I were to say that you all would, if you were to pick an area that you really think that you excel at on behalf of your buyers and sellers, where would that sweet spot be for you two?
Sebastian, I think we do 70% of our work, and we get a great following there. We have a good network of clients, and, you know, it just snowballs, right?
And it's a good thing. I mean, I love the Sebastian area. Just recently, I have been elected to serve on the Sebastian Chamber Board, and what a great group. It's just wholesome.
They are.
Sebastian's just a wholesome community, and it's really much bigger than I think people give it credit for, too.
Well, there's actually more people in Sebastian than there is in Vero.
No.
Seriously.
Really? Wow.
I guess.
Because of the, it's more commercial and retail here in Vero Beach than it is in Sebastian.
Okay.
And the census information, because of the island, and a lot of those people are not here annually.
Right.
So that throws the census off, so they're not counted in that. They're counted in their primary residence.
Oh.
So it's a little tainted, but it is a fact.
Well, the winter residency would be more. Because all of the condos are filled, right? But not full time.
Well, and that's really intriguing to me because obviously year round, the moving industry, just as from that perspective, it really seems to take its biggest jump on a national average in the summer months when kids are out of school, families look to relocate. A lot of the different climates really are more accommodating for the moves and the better weather. And Florida, we work, especially in the Vero area, the Treasure Coast area, we work an entirely different schedule. Right about now, our business is booming. And in the summer months, we're a little bit slower because we have a demographic that isn't necessarily upheld to the school schedule of their children any longer. And they can move whenever they want. They're in a different phase of their life.
That's true.
And you'll find a lot of people are moving down here from the north because it's so cold and they've decided to make Florida their home.
As appealing as fall is, and fall in our glass with this yummy sangria, that is a season that I can really wrap my head around. You know, fried donuts, apple picking, I get it. Great Thanksgiving and that fall colors and foliage. Yet when you come into that blistering cold and those blizzards and the dangers on the roads and the shoveling the snow, there's a certain age where you're just like, no, thank you.
Right.
And more people I see saying, we're going to stay here annually now. Year round, we're going to stay in Florida and make that our home.
Right.
And that's obviously good for business for you.
Very good.
Right? Right now, I'm even seeing, because you had touched on, Carolyn, you had touched on the condos of thing, and I see a lot of people changing condos within their condo building. So, you know, they might be on the second floor, they want to go to the fourth floor, vice versa, they different view, but they love the building, but they move within it. Isn't that kind of a fun notion?
Right. Well, they want to get up to where the better view is.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to wait for somebody to leave one way or the other.
Ah, that's how it happens. And right. They seize the opportunity.
Right. I think initially they come in testing the water, not sure if they're comfortable with this condo concept.
Condo living, yeah.
Right. And then once they become comfortable, they say, well, geez, you know, we really should move up to something a little bit bigger or a better view.
That's something to be thankful for.
Right.
Yeah. I know that at White Glove, we take a lot of pride in helping with the condo moves. There is really sort of a science to it because you have to reserve the elevator. You have to properly protect the elevator. You have to be able to navigate the stairwells. I mean, there's some things that have to be put in place. Condo moving, that's when it's really beneficial to call a professional. It's one thing to do it on your own if you're in a one-story home.
Yeah.
It's another thing when you're dealing with the logistics of a condo association.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you talked about the summertime being a different time of the season for the moving industry.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that, the moving that takes place in the summer is the younger people with young kids in school and stuff. So they're moving during the summer and they're more the do-it-yourselfer,
absolutely. Right? And one of the things that we have seen is a little uptick in them maybe hiring a couple of my men just for a few hours just to help load, because there's even, of course, a science to loading a truck properly so that they can get to their final destination without everything breaking and jostling all around during transit.
Right.
Do you have people that will help unload trucks?
You know, if they use us to be able to help with the loading process and we know where they're going, we can usually help them find an agent that has the same background qualifications under the National Van Line umbrella to wherever their destination is. And one of the things that we noticed over this summer was there was a big uptick in young professional families relocating to like the North and South Carolina area because there's a lot of high-paying tech jobs up that way. So they were road tripping it up. What do they call that? A halfback? Right? You go halfway back north. And
right.
So let's talk about that because I'd love to know a little bit more. And I know our listeners would love to know a little bit more about you two, where you're from originally, how long you've been here. What do you think, Carolyn? Give me that little accent. I bet people can guess. Go ahead. Lay a few key words on us, huh, Haley?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm originally from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I do park my car, and I know about the market.
But... I love it.
So people know where I'm from every time I open my mouth to say something. I relocated here in 2009.
Okay.
And I had been doing RVing and staying down in the Keys and then traveling, you know, up the coast and was going to the West Coast. And a friend said, geez, you should try the Sebastian State Park. A great place. It's so beautiful. And
great camping, yeah.
So I came and spent 2 weeks, and I said, nope, I don't want to leave this place. This is exactly where I want to be.
That's what hooked you.
Yes.
Oh, wow. And just to touch on that state park, there's a big concert this weekend there, right?
Yes, there is. Yep, Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30, I believe.
And 23 trees?
23 trees.
With a Z. She's a regular there at the state park, folks. So, you know, I actually went RVing this past summer with my family. We used Vero Beach RV Rentals, so it didn't have, 1-800, we rented this RV. The people, like, steer clear of you on 95, you know?
Right.
We get into the different state parks. It was like, yeah, we've owned this forever. We're regular RVers. And that was totally our first time. And loved the experience, and I was told through the circuit, if you will, of RV professionals, that the state parks is really a great way to go. And you're not kidding. A lot of people really raved about the Sebastian Inlet State Park, what it brought, the good fishing, the great views. I could see how it would hook you, to say the least.
Right across from the beach.
Yeah. So then you've been here ever since.
I've been here ever since, yeah.
Okay, and how about you, Jim?
Well, I'm from New Jersey originally.
All right.
And I had a construction businesses up there.
Ah.
I still have a couple that I'm giving away if anybody's interested.
Go build something, folks. You can have it.
Right. But I came down here in 2001 and came actually was in Florida in the 70s.
Oh, were you?
Kind of just out of high school, got to escape. So I was down here for a couple of years and ended up moving back because of some family illnesses. So
yeah, got to go be with family.
Got stuck there then, you know, had kids and businesses and couldn't get away. So when it came time to, you know, plan an escape, Florida was back to Florida. So when I was down here prior, I was down in West Palm Beach.
Oh, okay.
So my dream was to live on the river. And in Tom's River, that meant $20,000 a year in property tax.
Ooh.
So I said, I'll go back to Palm Beach. I'll look on the river. Oh, yeah. $20,000 plus, you know, Donald Trump is a neighbor. So, you know, that wasn't realistic either. So I found relatives here in Sebastian. I stayed with them to look around this area. I was actually looking in Stewart. Spent one night here and said, this has the energy. This is what I'm looking for. So, it, like you said, it hooks you.
It does.
Yeah, it's a great community.
I could see that. And I feel like when you're in Sebastian, you become friends with so many people, from fellow business owners to your acquaintances at your local favorite establishments, and even when you go into your Publix or your the Winn-Dixie there, they have the CVS. Everyone knows your name, and let me get this ready for you. It's just a different energy. It just doesn't seem so busy.
Right, and that's what it is. Everybody's more relaxed, and it's easy to take the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not you're driving down the road trying to, you know, give somebody a different type of high sign.
Well, exactly. You don't hear people honking the horn. Right. There's none of that. It's a great pace, and I could see how you can then entice other people to want to make the commitment to either have a second home or to live year-round within Indian River County, maybe especially within the Sebastian market. That makes a lot of sense.
The demographics, people are looking for a safe place. They're looking for a place that doesn't have a lot of traffic, and Sebastian fits the bill. Another big draw for Sebastian is the Sebastian Inlet. So fishermen want to be close to be able to go into the ocean. So that's why they're living in the Sebastian area, because they get in their boats, they can go right across to the inlet and go out into the ocean and do fishing.
It was impressive. At one of our recent chamber luncheons, they were discussing how many millions the inlet brings in for the local area, the local economy. It's a huge, huge resource for us, and there's something that we don't want to overlook. Of course, the Sebastian Chamber building, which we love, is getting its makeover, right? The Pelican Porch Project, which is really coming along well, and we hope to see it in its full glory come spring. Pretty realistically. Got a couple other great new additions coming into the Sebastian area. December 4th is our Night of Lights.
Right?
The light up night where all the businesses just get into that wonderful Christmas spirit and give thanks and show some really great incentives to their customers. Who doesn't love a good deal? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some things that we're going to touch on when we get back. We're going to discuss a little bit about what's trending right now in Sebastian real estate, real estate as a whole, what you guys have in your pockets going on right now. And also some great things to think about for this upcoming Thanksgiving. So there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery with the Vero Insiders. Don't go anywhere.
Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach would like to welcome back our northern friends to the area. We are here to help you get settled in, get organized, and stocked up so you can get out the door and on your way to enjoying the Florida lifestyle in beautiful Vero Beach. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach offers an extensive array of services to help you at very affordable prices. Give us a call to see how we can help you at 772-217-2160 or visit us online at www.conciergevero.com. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach, making life easier every day.
Hi, this is Matt Resch from Premier Landscape Solutions. At Premier, we do so much more than service your lawn. We provide professional service with communication with our clientele. This allows us to deliver you a lawn that will make you proud. Commercial or residential, Premier offers both semi and annual contracts. Please call us today for a free quote, 633-8598. For a pristine lawn, call Premier Landscape Solutions, 633-8598.
smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero, 772-999-2652.
White Glove Moving and Storage. The Dependability Movers. White Glove Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
At White Glove, we are proud to offer superior service, expertise, and dedication with each move we perform. A-plus rated with Angie's List and the BBB, White Glove offers moving and packing professionals beyond reasonable rates and free estimates. We can do as much or as little as you need, whether it's across the street or across the country. Visit whitegloveusa.com for more info and video testimonials. White Glove Moving, providing peace of mind every time.
866-GLOVE-10.
Oh, yes! Let the fall sangria go through your veins. Carolyn's moving her hips. She's loving it. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everyone. This is the Vero Insiders, where we get to talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in the beautiful Indian River County. We have two amazing guests with us that are incredibly active in the community, and I'm happy to have them with us. In fact, I believe that it was through the Sebastian Chamber Media Night that this even all got to be possible, because you come out and you support. And so that's really great. We have Jim Ballinger and Carolyn Plant of RE/MAX Associated Realty of the Live Now team. Live Now. Sorry. Live. Live. It's the sangria. Just kidding. And you know, one of the things that really makes this show possible each and every week, and one of the most crucial things that I'm thankful for each and every day, are our wonderful sponsors that make this show possible so that we can promote the various nonprofit events and the different things that makes a community worth living in. Lifestyle Concierge Javiro, she's a wonderful resource for realtors because she has an inn with a variety of different businesses, but for your buyer or seller, she's that one call that they can make, and then she fits together all of those pieces, sort of like an Angie's List, if you will. The Lifestyle Concierge of Vero, she can help them find a driver, a personal chef, a shopper, a cleaner, you name it. Though, of course, you might have some of your own connections. Sometimes, depending on the client, they might need someone to really hold their hand. And this is that person that can be a backup for you. Even doing the holiday decor, she's been busy. Concierge, Beverly McCormick, has been very busy indeed, making families' homes glow with holiday cheer. I don't know if anyone was familiar or got to see the Festival of Trees this past weekend at Riverside Theater, but I believe it's like the kickoff to the holiday season. So festive. It is so fun. And White Glove Moving has the pleasure every year of delivering those fully decorated trees to all of the wonderful purchasers and place it in their home. That can be challenging sometimes, but we always love it, because how can you just not be in the Christmas spirit once you see all those?
Right, exactly. I've seen it a couple of times. It's very moving.
It really is. And they have the breakfast with Santa. They do so much. The Riverside Children's Theater, they really are engaged. And Lifestyle Concierge Vero can help your tree and your home look as festive as what Festival Trees just whipped up this past weekend. In addition, Foxy Nails. Carolyn, are you a sucker for having a good manicure, pedicure?
Pedicure, yes.
Pedicure, right? I mean, and in Florida, pedicures are year-round for the most part. In the north, we got away with saying, oh, you don't have to do much in the winter because you're wearing boots all the time. Not here. It's an investment. So Foxy Nails, it's in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to the Hallmark. And 7 days a week, you can get a complimentary glass of wine or soda or water with each of your services. And they do gift cards. So my mother, my mother-in-law, everyone will be getting gift cards from Foxy Nails. You're welcome. And Pac Mail Beachside, I know it seems pressing, and I don't want the listeners to freak out, but there's only 26 shipping days left before Christmas.
Right.
If you want to be able to ship something ground and have the most affordable type of shipping process there is, you have 26 days and counting.
Now, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. Right, Haley? Now, at the Pac Mail store, we are going to be offering our extended hours starting next week. So we'll be open till 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Even open on a couple of Sundays going into the Christmas season. So just know that there's going to be complimentary cookies and coffee. It'll be a shipping, wonderful experience. And if you have things that are a little bit too big and bulky, you just call the Pac Mail Beachside store and they will arrange for a complimentary pickup. So it's a win-win awesome. To make sure that all of your gifts get there in time, whether it's an heirloom, something that you want to pass down and it has that sentimental value, or if it's just a whole bunch of fresh packages that you've already purchased. And in addition, you can also pick up a care package for one of our local soldiers who are proudly and bravely serving abroad right now throughout the month of November. So there's still a few days left. You can come into the Pac-Mail Beachside store, pick up a box. It's going to give you that soldier's information, their name, some things that are on their wish list, whether it be a book, lotion, shampoos, Visine, with all the sand out there. They need things to keep their eyes nice and lubricated. And
are you accepting the old phone still as well?
Absolutely. And we are a drop-off for the cell phones for soldiers. So as you get ready to get that new cell phone for Christmas,
I just got a new one. I have a couple I need to drop off. They're completely irrelevant now, I was told. So they're not doing anything.
Thanks for boosting my confidence.
Right.
Well, it will go to a great cause. You just drop them in the box. We take care of everything else. And essentially, we convert those precious metals within the phone into calling cards. And we stick them in every APO address package that goes out.
What a great
year
idea.
Round. Yeah, it's really wonderful to be able to show those soldiers how much they're appreciated.
Right.
You get to do a little special Christmas card for them. It's really a nice touch. So those are just some of our sponsors that make this show possible and help us to pay it forward a little bit. And speaking of community and paying it forward, both Carolyn and Jim, you two are really engaged in the local market. I know that you just did Clam Bake, which is one of Sebastian's signature events.
Right. Lots of people through
all
there.
All weekend long.
Right.
Yeah. And it was good weather this time.
The weather was great.
Yes.
About 20 minutes of rain over the whole weekend.
Perfect. Right. Just to cool things down a bit.
Just enough to run a fire drill, you know.
Yeah.
Woo! A rain drill.
So fast. Now, tell me what else you all are involved with.
We are both Children's Miracle Network agents.
Oh, wow.
We donate in our client's name. Every house that we help to buy or sell, a donation in their name to the Children's Miracle Network.
That is terrific. You hear that, listeners, on your drive home? That's a great way to pay it forward for sure.
Yeah.
And you're spearheading the upcoming Shrimp Fest, which is slated for February?
February 27th and 28th. I'm a Rotarian.
Aha.
I tried that in New Jersey. I worked too much and couldn't do it, but I've set aside time now, so every Thursday I hit my meeting. I'm in charge of marketing for this Shrimp Fest, so please, everyone, come out. They're going to point fingers at me if you don't come.
No pressure. We just want you to know. It's his Thanksgiving wish.
Right, right. It is a free event. It's February 27th and 28th. It's going to be kind of a cook-off of seven or eight restaurants, using the farm-raised shrimp as the primary ingredient.
From Felsmere.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then people coming get to taste. You can use a coupon for a tasting. And you can vote on your favorite recipe. And you can buy a plate of that favorite recipe once you figure out what it is you want the best.
Do a little sampling and then make a commitment.
And then dig in, right.
So just like with your real estate. You know, sample out the neighborhood, and then if you love it, you make the commitment. It makes a lot of sense.
That's right.
And so this is, again, February 27th and 28th. Who's going to be the beneficiary for all of that?
It's going to be North County youth groups, athletic, and some regular youth groups, just non-athletic, but mostly youth sports.
Youth-related sports.
Right.
And that's going to be a fun thing. And, of course, we're obviously a community driven by good food and drinks. So there's nothing wrong with that. You're listening to the Vero Insiders. It's our Thanksgiving Eve special where we're giving thanks for all of our wonderful listeners, sponsors, and guests. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back.